I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, let's get to this. Times that common sense abandoned you, like puberty just now. Can you, before we get to the examples, do you have any yourself? Obviously, we all do.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I'm sure that as soon as you name one, I will think of 100.
Right. I agree.
Based on what your example, Freebeer, was earlier, which you burned yourself on the engine, the only part of your engine that was not covered
on
by
the air compressor.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I had to work hard to burn myself
motor,
on that.
But, so that made me think of, well, basically every single day I worked at Lube Bros, which is an oil change place, and I used to work down in the pits underneath the cars where the exhausts are all, I mean, just melt your skin off hot.
Oh, yeah.
And oil is everywhere. And so I would make the mistake of moving the pan, like, to catch the oil while walking under the pan to go to a different car.
Ooh.
And more than two times in one day,
I slid
the pan so far that the hot oil that was shooting out of the of the car went from my neck all the way down to my ass crack.
Oh, boy.
Yep. I went, oh, my God, you got to stop doing this. And then I did it two more times that day. And I had to change shirts. I've got oil down my skin, dirty oil with flecks of metal in it. I'm sure that's super healthy.
It is.
I'm sure it was great that I just was covered in oil and metal all day long.
It's exfoliating.
Yeah, it's usually when I'm trying to do things fast, when I make these mistakes. And then I'm like, well, I mean, I can't slow down.
I'm going to say the biggest... there's a lot to choose from, but the biggest example for me of the time common sense abandoned me was when I came home from, I was on the way home from Indianapolis from a basketball game or something, and I got to our driveway, and kids had left toys in the driveway in a way that I thought, man, that's a tight fit, but I'm going to slalom my car between the toys and still park it because I don't want to take the extra 20 seconds to get out and move those. And then I scraped the side of my Mustang along the side of my garage and did great damage to both. I mean, that was not worth the gamble.
No.
And poor driving. I mean, that's a double dip of stupid. Yeah.
I feel like we all understand it, though.
Boy, did I not want to tell anyone. And so I completely came to work and rushed to tell everyone the next day at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
As you should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember. I stabbed myself in the thumb last year because I was trying to open up packaging on something, and I had a super sharp knife, and it was one of those things where I was holding the knife and basically like jabbing at the plastic that I was holding with my other hand, and thinking to myself, "This is the dumbest thing." Oh, there we go. I got it.
Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah,
and I lost feeling of my thumb for a good. Six
like you
months?
Did nerve damage.
Yeah, like it finally came back.
I caused myself a cyst in my finger that I had to have surgically removed from the time that I shot myself with a brad nailer because I was holding two pieces of wood and had my finger behind where I didn't realize I was doing it. And then as soon as I did that, I went, wow, I just shot that nail into my finger.
I singed my hand pretty bad one time. It was right when I first started working here. I had a cast iron pot in the oven, and I took it out with little pot holders, and usually I would leave the pot holders on the handles just to remind myself, hey, common sense here, this is still hot. Yeah. And those cast iron pots leave heat in there or hold heat for a long time.
Yeah, they do.
Walked back like 10 minutes later, grabbed it with both hands, but didn't, like my left hand knew, like, won't let go, but my right hand, for whatever reason, was like, cling to it for life. And I
Don't let go.
I was like, I just dodged a cast iron pan that came out of the oven.
Oh my God.
Listen, this one makes me laugh. This is a really good one from Illinois. This is a great example of abandoning common sense, but also just mindlessness, which we've all been guilty of.
Yeah.
Reading a box cake, and when it said mix by hand, like reading the recipe on the side, it said mix by hand. I
know you
stuck
didn't.
My hand in the bowl and started mixing it out of nowhere. I had done it the right way 100 times before. That moment when you're like, my hand's in, what am I doing?
Oh, yeah.
I do believe you. I believe you because I don't know. Your brain just goes away at various times, but it is hard to believe.
All those
times.
It is
ridiculous.
Yeah, when you think, what am I doing?
Here's
right
one
now?
That seems to have happened to every coworker ever here, at least before they redid the building and changed the coffee. Though this is not a coworker as far as I know. I started coffee for the people at work, but forgot to put the coffee pot under the drip. Left the room and came back to coffee covering the entire break room.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Yep, I've done that. I've done that.
Remember our old boss? He used to water down the coffee. So he would put...
Intentionally.
He would intentionally water it down because he thought that it was too strong. So he would partially fill the big, what is that, carafe?
Air pot or whatever, yeah.
He would partially fill that with water before the coffee started brewing, which would then cause the coffee to overflow because there was already a bunch of coffee in it.
And also, it was always topped out.
Thanks for deciding for everybody how strong the coffee should be. You could add water to your cup.
You should never
just remember who it was.
You should never just put what you want in your mug and then add a little water.
Yeah,
to
that
it.
Was a total kitchen butthole move, man.
Change it for everybody.
Yeah,
make it worse.
Yeah,
thank you.
This text from Nashville talking about the times you were abandoned by your own common sense. From Nashville, my husband gave himself food poisoning twice in 3 days last week by eating two-week-old boiled peanuts.
Ew.
Yeah, they couldn't have still been even remotely good.
So, I mean, boy, and he did it again?
Twice?
Like, nobody threw those away after the first one?
Yeah.
They didn't put two and two together until the second time.
They didn't make the connection.
Oh. Hey,
Does he eat a lot of stuff that might make him
apparently
sick?
Apparently nothing but boiled peanuts. All right, this one. Oh,
okay.
This is bad.
All right.
Let's hear it.
From Northeast Pennsylvania. I closed a big garage door manually with my hands.
Yeah.
And they got stuck in the crease of the door.
Oh, no.
It shut all the way. Very painful. And I was stuck crying for help.
Oh, because you couldn't reach the button or whatever.
Your hands are stuck in the door.
Oh.
How do you? I don't know.
Oh, God.
I mean, it would have to be a really big one. Because if you're closing it manually, usually that's what the spring is for, is to assist.
Yeah, those things are heavy as hell without the spring.
Without the spring? Oh, yeah. I mean, it's no way. A lot of them, anyway.
Oh, God, that hurt.
Oh, I just thought of a really embarrassing one for me. It's when I assumed that my doors had frozen shut in the winter. And so because of that, I started kicking them because sometimes they just need a good jostle. And I kicked the back. I had a hatchback at the time. I kicked it so hard, I put a pretty big dent in it. And that was that all went down before I realized the car was locked. Oh, that sucked.
That was bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Luckily, I got rear-ended not too long after that, so
that did work out well for you.
It really did work out.
Here's another painful moment where common sense abandoned someone. My dad was building my first race car, and we welded a bolt to the frame, then set the welder down and grabbed the bolt to see if it was going to go anywhere and melted the threads into his finger.
Yeah, welding is hot.
Man.
Once while living in West Michigan, this person writes, I was unable to check in the 24-hour check-in window for a flight out of Midway in Chicago. I was unable to check in after trying numerous times, and I was furious, and I called Southwest Airlines to give them a piece of my mind, and then the lady on the phone explained time zones to me. That would be embarrassing.
That would be really... Whenever somebody has to explain something to you after you've lost it, that is not good.
It's so hard to feel bad.
Oh, God. This one from Ohio. I was working on my car the day that the Challenger crashed. I went in to watch the news and got so engrossed, I came back out to keep working on my car and stuck my hand right into the running fan blades because I had never shut it off.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God. It's running the whole time?
This is the second worst thing to happen today.
Oh, man.
God.
Do you have fingers in your hands?
I was going to say.
Because that was back in the day when it would have been like a metal fan.
All metal.
Fan. Yeah.
Yeah. Yikes.
Like now, I bet I could do that on a new car. No.
How about this? I was reading the directions on the side of a cardboard box, and the font was too small. Instead of moving it closer to my face, I used my fingers to try to zoom out.
Oh, I've done that so many times.
You have?
I have definitely done.
To zoom out on a box?
I have done. Yep. I've done that in the last week.
Oh, my God. Yes. Really? When I read that, I thought, I'm surprised I haven't done this.
I've done that so many times.
That is hilarious.
Because I'm so used to doing that.
It really
something
is.
Small.
Yeah. I haven't done that yet. That's funny as hell.
This one, I work at a deli, and one time I went to put a bag of frozen chicken tenders into the fryer, but I was also going to put a pot of soup in our oven at the same time. I grabbed the bag that the soup was in, cut it open, and my brain thought chicken tenders, and I poured half a bag of soup into the scalding hot fryer before I realized what was going on. Hey, got your lunch special, fried soup.
Deep fried soup.
I was playing around with oil one time, frying it, just doing like little homemade chicken nuggets. And I was messing around, my nephew's in the kitchen watching, and I just wanted to be funny. And I said, I'm going to throw it in there like a little basketball. And I threw it in, and I'm a foot away. So I did a nice little arch, and that chicken nugget went right into that hot boiling oil and splashed out, dropped right onto my thighs because I was wearing shorts and dripped all the way down.
Oh my God.
I had grease burn for like 2 years on my thigh.
Do you think you burn yourself more than most people?
Absolutely.
It does seem that way.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I know a handful of people.
Yeah, I don't put a match in my hand. Do not put a match in my hand. No matter what, I'm always going to burn the tips of my finger with a match. Sucks. I guess I don't know how to hold it. I don't know. Anyway.
Do you hold it by the fire part?
Yeah. The red part looks like a little handle.
Yeah. Go with the other side.
Oh, God. Now it makes so much sense.
God, don't give her a sparkler.
This one from New Hampshire. My roommate had just shot a deer during hunting season and proudly hung it in the garage. He had just skinned it, exposing all of the meat and getting ready to, you know, finish the process.
I could see doing this.
I thought it was a good idea. For me, at the same time, to spray paint a project I had been working on in the garage next to his future food. I justified it to him as, well, the garage door's open, and he nearly punched me in the face.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I've definitely done, like, the brainless overspray, but not on meat, but where you think, oh, this is fine. It's not going anywhere, and then you realize everything you own is covered. I did that last year. I spray painted the inside of my garage, and I covered like half my stuff and didn't cover the other half of my stuff for whatever reason.
Covered it with paint eventually.
Yeah. So half my stuff is ceiling paint white.
From the 559, I had a loss of common sense when I saw a silver sleeve of what I assumed were cookies, but in fact were tiny pieces of charcoal. That taste hit my mouth fast.
Oh, my God. He just reached in blindly to a silver bag and popped a briquette in your mouth.
Must be cookies.
Oh, we got one earlier that said, my dad was working on a project, and I don't have it in front of me now, but he thought that if he had a table saw, it would go faster. Right after mom left, rather than buying one, he clamped his skill saw upside down on the table.
Oh, I've seen people do that.
Bad idea.
I've seen people do that.
He promptly cut three of his fingers off.
Oh man. Yeah, it's a sketchy way to go for sure.
I think the worst are when you, like, you tell yourself, like, every single time I've lifted something heavy, I say to myself, lift with your legs, because that's what someone told me to do when I was a child. And what do? I lift with my back, and then I hear a pop, yep. And that's that. Or the same thing with, like, burning yourself on an oven.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. Don't touch anything that's hot. Open, like, I didn't open the door all the way once, and I went, that's fine. And then I burned myself on the door. Mm-hmm. If it were all the way down, and
you wouldn't have done that.
And every time I say, don't burn yourself. Be very careful doing this.
Yeah.
This trying to zoom with your fingers on things that don't zoom, like the side of a box, as listener put out in Steve. It's apparently quite a scourge. Sarah in Grand Rapids writes, about the zooming, I was replying to a text message typing on a keyboard on my computer and still tried it.
Yeah. We are so programmed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, thank goodness I haven't done that yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been annoyed with certain apps that I know can't zoom, but I'll try it anyway. So at least it's still on something where that is normal.
Mm-hmm.
Although I get, like, frustrated by it. Mm-hmm. Like, you already knew it couldn't do that.
Yeah.
One more. I was holding the lighter, and my friend was holding the can of Axe. I burned all the hair off the inside of my nose and could smell it for a week. I'm not sure what the goal was, but
Make fire.
Common sense was fire.
Fun. You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.